Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. We are experiencing a technical difficulty tonight on the switchboard. It is all lit up, but I'm not able to switch over to my guests or to my callers. So, Mel, if you're on the line, would you please continue to hold for give me a few minutes? I'm going to try to work this thing out here. I don't know if I would have to log out and log back in, but please don't hang up if you're on the line. If I have guests that are can hear me and they are hanging on the line, you do so as well. So what I'm going to do is log out of the system and then log back in, and maybe that will bring me my switchboard on the air. But in the meantime, thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. You know, sometimes these kind of things do happen. This is live. This is real time. We're excited about our special guest tonight, so just hang on for just 1 minute. Give me a chance to log out, and then let me log back in, and hopefully that will take care of our problem tonight. I'm going to keep talking because you should still be able to hear me, even if you can't see me on the switchboard. So we know how these things work sometimes, but we're excited because I have a wonderful guest tonight, and I don't want you guys to miss her. And if for some reason we can't get her on tonight, we will definitely reschedule her. But hopefully this is going to work what I'm trying right now. So I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday night. The song that you were listening to is actually called Day by Day. And the song is instrumental, and it is how we live our lives day by day. We're excited about all new things that are going on and excited about each day we get another opportunity to kind of do it over again. So we're excited. It's Thursday night, 8:37 p.m. This is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, and I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. While we're trying to connect, we're going to hopefully show that, we're on the air. Oh, I am so excited. So I have my special guest hanging on the line, so I hope that she was able to hear me throughout this whole thing. I've powered back up, and she's on the line. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you to my special guest tonight. Her name is Mel Dane. She's a certified life and recovery coach and author of Alpha Chick. Mel is extraordinary, and that's what she is all about, being that Apple chick, being extraordinary. She's different from anybody else you probably met. She built a multi-million-dollar real estate company from scratch. She has a wonderful marriage. She's a certified professional life recovery coach, and she's deeply involved with helping women. So without further ado, I'm going to bring her on the line, and then she'll be able to, you know, speak to you and talk to you and answer some of your questions for the other callers that are hanging on. Please bear with us because we know that sometimes, you know, these things do happen. So, Mel, can you hear me? Okay, let's try that again. Okay, let's try this again. Come on, Blog Talk Radio, don't do this tonight. I'm so excited. Mel, just hang on. We're going to try to get you on in just a few seconds here. Don't know what's going on tonight. This is just crazy. And I'm so excited. I want to hear all about her. We may go longer than the 9 o'clock time frame if she's able to do so, but this is just unbelievable. Okay, let's try this again. We've already been 9 minutes on the air, but thank you for holding on. Thank you for being patient. Mel, I know you're there because I actually can see you there, but I don't know what happened, so we may have to log this thing out again and try it again. But we're going to get to it. You know, I'm so excited about everything that I do and all the opportunities that I've been able to spend time with you on the air. And these things do happen, so, you know, it's modern technology, but all the time we're not in control of it. So, Mel, please don't hang up. I know you're there. We're going to try to pull you in and get to talk to you tonight. So hold on for just another second. Let me retry it again. And hopefully this is going to take care of it. So please be patient with me for just a few more minutes. I'm not sure what's going on tonight. I think we're having some difficulty tonight getting through to the studio, but hopefully it'll let me switch on. And if not, we'll have to reschedule Mel. I know she can hear me because our lines are open, but for some reason the switchboard will not come up. And I don't know what's going on here, but you know. I'm still excited, though, and I hope you are, too. We know these kind of things do happen. So what are we going to do except do what we do and do it well and do it in graciousness and even in the middle of everything that is going on today on a beautiful Thursday? I know you probably have better things to do than listen to me chat on and on and on, but just be patient with me. I know that we can get this thing going here. If we just hold on for a few more minutes, this is just taking me aback a little bit. I'm just not sure what's going on here. So I know that Mel is excited to be on the show as well. I spoke to her a little while ago, so she's ready to go, and I'm ready to go, and I'm just, you know, so excited. I can't believe this is happening tonight. And I know you can't either. Now, you know, we've had these issues before when Blog Talk doesn't want to come on when it's supposed to, but we're going to try it one more time. Mel, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay. I don't know what's going on, but it seems that there's something going on with Blog Talk tonight. But we're going to keep talking, and hopefully she can jump in when it lets her mic clear, because I'm not sure why it's not logging her in. And so this is definitely a problem, but I know she's there. I know she's holding on. So just hang on for a second. I'm going to play a little bit more of the music and see if I can fix this thing. Mel, are you there? Okay, so Mel, hang up your line and call it back. Let's try that. If you can hear me, Mel, hang up your line and dial a number back. I think they might not have picked up your call because I'm not, for some reason, nothing is going right tonight. This is so not so much fun here. Okay. Mel, if you can hear me, hang up your line and call back. Those that are on the line, we thank you for your patience. and we don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio tonight. So we're going to try it one more time. And if we can't get it through, then we'll end the show and come back on another day. And I'll have a special show set up just for Mel, because I hate having somebody take time out of their busy schedule to get on my show, and then we can't get them on. But, you know, I'm still excited, though, because we're still going to try and have that conversation with her tonight. Just may have to just re-invite her to the line. Okay, so I'm seeing that she's there, and I see her live. Let's see if I can hear the music, because I'm not hearing anything. Okay, so there might be some trouble with the audio tonight. Okay, this is not good. Mel, can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Well, Mel, I guess we're going to not keep you on the line any longer. I will give you a call after the show. I'm going to end the call, because if the audio is not working, then that means that you can't hear me. You can possibly hear me, but I can't hear you for some reason tonight, and we'll do the show. We'll reschedule the show. But if you want to stay on the line, let's see. If that will work. And listen, so if you're just tuning in for the first time to Issues Concerning Women, I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. It's always my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I think there's a problem with the audio tonight. I won't be able to tell until after the actual show, because it's showing me that it's on air, but I'm not able to hear my caller. It's just not working the way that it properly should work. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women reaching their long-term and short-term goals. We assist women in trying to find housing for themselves and their families. We help them with their finances and their life skills. And that's why I was so excited to have Mel on tonight, because she does some of the same things that I do. And while we're waiting, and hopefully it would let us click over, I did tell you that she's a life coach. She has great insight on a lot of things about women and their struggles. Her life experience include recovery from struggling with alcoholism as a young lady, and which has provided her with great wisdom. And this also gave her the opportunity to open up a school in West Africa in 2007, once she was able to recover from everything that was going on in her life. The name of her book is called Alpha Chick, A-L-P-H-A-C-H-I-C-K. And it's a best-selling book. She's a best-selling author. And I definitely wanted to talk to her. If you would like to contact her, even after the show today, you can do so at Mel Duane, and it's MALDUANE at alphachick.com. We're definitely going to have her back on the show. I may do just a special show just for her, because I'm so disappointed that I didn't get to speak to her tonight. You know, this is an awesome opportunity for us to share with each other. When my people are on the line listening and waiting, and I want to talk to her and hear all the wonderful things that she's been able to do and how she's able to help women and how her program works. She has a great media kit that she sent me, and we had all this information that we wanted to share with you and talk about her journey. She's just an awesome woman of God, and I know that she truly wanted to share tonight, but we are going to have her back on the show, and I'm so sorry that we're having audio trouble. I don't know what else to do because I think it's an internal problem with Blog Talk Radio. So I know that she possibly can't hear me and you can hear me, but I can't hear anybody back. So that is definitely a problem when you're on radio because you just don't want to be on the air talking to yourself. It's saying that we are recording the show, but I'm not sure, and I won't know until I go back and listen to it. The Alpha Chick, you know, is a great book. It's best-selling, so you definitely want to check her out and go to her website and try to contact her. And it's just alphachick.com, you know. So if you get an opportunity to do that, please do so, because I feel really, really bad that I'm not able to talk to her, and I so wanted to share with you tonight all the wonderful things that she's doing. So I don't know what the problem is, but I do have callers on the line. And thank you all so very, very much for just hanging in there with Issues Concerning Women. You've been an awesome, awesome community of women and men, too, as well, who just come and hang out with us every single week. And last week we did not have a show because I actually had a program here in Virginia Beach called Listen to Her Voice. And it's a great program. It's where we come together in a sister circle and we talk about our problems. We talk about balancing our lives. How do we be the great mom and wife, worker, you know, in the corporate world? How do we go out and how do we still raise our children? How do we do all the things that we want to do and still not have to wear a cape and be a superwoman? And we talked about as our lives change and we get older, and some of us are going through menopause, some of our are in post and some are in premenopause, and how that has affected our thinking and how that affects our everyday being. As women, we talked about our intimacy and our relationships and how they have affected our lives and how we lose connection with our spouses and those special people in our lives. You know, I just continually pray for, you know, all the women that I get the opportunity to meet. And I'm always so excited when I meet somebody like Mel, because I know that she's overcome so much and she has so much to share. So I just want to thank her for coming on the line and for holding on, you know, even though I didn't get the opportunity to speak to her. We're going to fix our problem with Blog Talk Radio, and I definitely will have her back. And maybe if her schedule permits, we can do a show maybe this weekend if she's available. I don't, you know, she's busy. She's a busy woman. She has a lot going on. And I just, you know, I was just so excited. She has so much to share with us, and I just, you know, don't know what else I could say about her. So I want you to come back and listen to the program when I can get her on, and hopefully I'll do a special promotion just for her. But if you're interested in getting her book, it's called The Alpha Chick, 5 Steps from Moving from Pain to Power. And you can get it at Amazon.com, and you can just go on there and get the book. And it's in the self-help and recovery section if you need to know that. The book is available to you. The ISBN number is 978-098-34129-0-8. So that will make sure that you get the correct book. She is a powerful woman. I've read some of her inserts and some of her other things. She has promotional things on the website, on YouTube. You can check her out, AlphaChickTube. She's just awesome. So I know that she, you know, she's busy, and I thank her so much for attempting to be on the show tonight, and we definitely are going to have her back on Issues Concerning Women. I know that I'm disappointed. I know she probably is too, because we had already set this up. I had called on the phone. We had talked about it, but, you know, these things happen. So we just have to do what we do and just move on. I do apologize to my listeners who wanted to ask her questions tonight, but we can't do it because I can't hear you. I know that you can hear me because I can see the clock, but I can't push the button for others to log on live to the call. So I'm really disappointed about that. But anyway, you know, Blog Talk Radio is what it is. It's in the forefront of radio stations. We've never had this particular problem before. We have had a delay in getting the show up and going because of internal problems. But thank you so much for hanging in there with me. I really, really appreciate it. Those of you, if this is your first time listening to the call, thank you as well. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, through home ownership classes, career development, business development, and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Now, and that's a lot, and I know that's a mouthful, but we get all of these things done on Thursday nights. We have at our church in Virginia Beach, we actually have hula hoop night for an hour. We go in there and we just work it out for 1 hour, and we also get the opportunity to share how our week has been. It's almost like another form of just, you know, hanging out in another circle with another group of women. But, you know, we do that every Thursday night. Then I come and to my office and I do the radio show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because we have a lot to do. The Listen to Her Voice segment will also be online next month in the month of December. It's probably going to be the first Tuesday night in December, but I'll let you know more about that because what that does is it gives women the opportunity who cannot come out to the Astral Sister Circle to hang out with us, but we can actually do it on the phone. And we'll be able to chit-chat for a while, and I love to do that. That's what I told Mel tonight. You know, I love to chit-chat, you know, just have a girl talk, and we'll do that and listen to her voice. The whole thing about Listen to Her Voice, how they came about is, and I wanted to do it for so long, you know, probably a few years, we were doing Women of the Bible on a live show, and that kind of fell by the wayside because a lot of the women were working and we couldn't always get together on a time. So I thought that we could do it, actually do it in the community. And Listen to Her Voice is all about coming together and sharing, forming a bond with some of the women there. You may not form a bond with every woman there, but you may have something in common with somebody that's there in the circle. And it's an intimate conversation, and it's a safe haven where we can actually talk and talk about our feelings, get some things done, and be more powerful when we leave. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we do. With Issues Concerning Women, our mission is created for women and their families to provide a voice for them, for those who would not otherwise be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become more educated and savvy about all aspects of living and all aspects of their life. You know, it's been just amazing the things that we've done in the past 5 years. And we are still reaching out to women all across, just not here in the United States, but even in Canada, where Mel is, and we have listeners in Japan and Russia. You know, we are just excited about everything that has happened to us in the past 5 years and how we're finally feeling like we're reaching the masses and we're having a good time and we're sharing and we're communicating. And again, I'm so very proud of all the women who contact me and think that this show is great and they continue to reach out to me. If you would like to talk to me after the show, the number is 757-567-6734. And you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com, just like it sounds. You can go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.com, and learn more about Issues Concerning Women. I do apologize for Mel not being on the show tonight. She is holding on the line, and I thank her so very much for doing that. And I'm going to give her a call after the show and speak to her, and we'll set up a special program just for her. You know, this is, you know, what we do, and we know these things happen, but you know what? We got to do what we have to do, and we're looking forward to meeting her again on Issues Concerning Women. So take care. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We will be back next week at 8:30 p.m., and we'll probably be back before then because we're going to try to do a special show just for Mel. So have a wonderful evening. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.